In our gospel today, this is actually, I'm going to sit down, I think, today. In our gospel today, we heard from St. John the Evangelist. We said, the Lord be with you and with your spirit, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And that's St. John the Evangelist. That's the patron saint of our church here, our parish. When we hear from the Gospel of John, it's St. John. Isn't that cool? Okay, so St. John was very close to Jesus, and he mentioned this man's name this morning. His name was, did anyone catch it? It started with an N. You may have missed it. I didn't expect anyone to catch it. His name was Nicodemus. Nicodemus is a very interesting character in the Bible. Okay, Nicodemus, at parents, we read this, in front of this passage is John chapter 3. We read this, I read it almost at probably 90% of the baptisms. So it's one of the optional gospel, there's options for the gospel reading during baptisms, and we read about the story of Nicodemus, the theme in Nicodemus, coming to Jesus. Did anyone catch that, boys and girls? When, you might know this, we didn't read it today, but when did Nicodemus come to see Jesus? Was it daytime or nighttime? Because he was hiding, he was sneaking. When do you think that would have been? Night. It was at nighttime. Nicodemus came to see Jesus in the middle of the night, under the cover of darkness. So some of the themes there, one of the major themes of baptism is not darkness, but
light.
Exactly, light. And who is the light of the world?
Jesus.
Exactly. St. John, not the light of the world, but he brings a message about the light of the world. He brings a message of Jesus, and he's telling us about this today in the gospel. And Nicodemus came to see Jesus in the middle of the night. He was interested in this holy man, this teacher, the man of God. And he says, anyone who has done these signs must be from heaven. Or anyone that has done these signs must be from God. What signs, what's another word for signs that Jesus did, that Jesus performed? Yeah, in the back. Okay, acts of signs, yes. It's
healing.
Yes, healings, but even that we're going to get to that. The name, another word for healings, they are what? It starts with an M. Jesus performed many miracles. Good. Healings were a lot of his miracles. What other miracles do you know that Jesus did, that Jesus performed? What kind of miracles did Jesus do? What healings did he do? That's a huge one. Lazarus, he raised Lazarus back from the dead. He brought Lazarus back to life. Actually, there were three people in the gospel stories that Jesus raised from the dead. Okay, another healing that Jesus did. One of the signs or miracles that Jesus did. He healed the man that was blind. There was a man born blind. No one had ever cured or healed anyone born blind before. Good. So raising the dead, healing the blind. He healed the sick. Yes, for sure. He healed the paralyzed man, the paralytic. Yes. And good. The miracle at Cana, the first public miracle, turning water into wine. Good. So Nicodemus was a man of the Jewish faith, a Jewish leader. He heard about all these miracles, these signs, so he comes to see Jesus in under the cover of darkness. Yes. Yeah, well, that comes at the Last Supper. He turns the bread into his body. He turns the bread and the wine into his body and blood. Good, great point. Jesus performs a miracle every day at Mass, at this altar. At every altar, at every Catholic church around the world, he performs a miracle. It's good. It's wonderful. Thank you for bringing that point up. So, Jesus gives us three promises after this story, in this story with Nicodemus. Jesus says, which we heard today in the gospel, Jesus says three promises. Whoever believes in him should not perish.
Perish.
Good. Excellent. You were listening. And then what was another one? Whoever believes in him will have blank life.
Eternal
life. And then the third one was whoever believes in him will not be condemned. You woo, wow. Future priest here, maybe. We'll see. Or deacon, future preacher. How about that? We'll put it that way. And then at the end he says, whoever lives the truth, which is the symbolism is light. Whoever lives the truth does what is true and comes to the light. Nicodemus was seeking the truth. He said, this man must be from heaven. He must be, he's not an ordinary man. How can you heal the blind? How can you cure, right? We didn't mention curing the deaf and the mute. How can anyone raise the dead? He must be from heaven. And was Jesus from heaven? Nicodemus was searching the truth, seeking the truth, seeking light, even though it was dark. He was coming to the light of the world. And Nicodemus came to believe. In the end, Nicodemus came to believe in Jesus, who he truly was, and that he was the Son of God. What a beautiful, beautiful story today about Nicodemus coming to the light and the promises that Jesus makes to all of us, the old folks and you, the young folks. Whoever believes in Jesus will not perish. Where will we go if we stay close to Jesus in the next life? Because this life is, you're young now, but this life is only temporary. We want to have eternal life where? In heaven with Jesus. And Jesus wants us there. The darkness does not like the light. If we had all these lights out in the church and we had just the candles, we would all see the candles. We can't not look at the light. But he says the darkness doesn't like the light. So maybe one thing on that is sometimes we make bad choices as kids and especially grown-ups. We are children of the light, though. We don't belong in that darkness of making bad decisions and bad actions and bad choices and bad doing the wrong thing instead of the right thing. So let us pray today that we will stay in the light of Christ. And we're always going to have, as long as we're living on this earth, we're always going to have that temptation to choose the wrong or choose the bad, and then we're going to sink down. No, but we can always come back out of that and choose the light. We can always go to Jesus. Does that make sense? We can always turn to Jesus and ask Jesus in our prayer. He'll hear your prayer. Does God hear your prayers?
Yes.
Yes, for sure he does. And he will always, will he stop loving you? No. Even if we make a bad choice or make a bad decision or do something wrong, will God still love us?
Yes.
And he will always give us the opportunity to come to him and to ask for forgiveness. Lent, for grown-ups, Lent is the time we got to come back to the Lord every Lent. Our mother says, Holy Mother Church, to make a good confession during Lent. And we're getting a lot of folks coming to confession. Last night was very crowded, very busy here. It was wonderful. A lot of folks are coming to Jesus. So when we go into the confessional, we're going to Jesus to confess our sins, those things, our faults, our mistakes. But Jesus is all merciful and all loving. He will always, always, always forgive. So when you're a little older, most of you are younger, when you're a little older, you'll be able to go to confession and tell God we're sorry. And Jesus will always forgive because he loves us. You've already been? Wonderful. You've already been. And how did you feel after confession? It was good?
I
felt lighter. And that's so true. We feel lighter because Jesus is the light and we're going to the light. Not only the light like the brightness, but we feel lighter, meaning not heavy. Because the sins weigh us down. Yes. Michael, he felt what? Oh, Peter fell in the water. Michael remembers that Peter fell in the water because why? He started to doubt. He was afraid. He took his eyes off Jesus. He took his eyes off the light and he started to sink on the water. He was walking on the water. That'll be a gospel we'll hear another day, but good memory, Michael. Peter sunk in the water because he lost faith in Jesus, you could say. He took his eyes off Jesus. But if we don't take our eyes off Jesus, we're going to be okay. We don't take our eyes off Jesus, we're going to stay in the light. And the darkness will never consume us. Amen?